Hit they poo, hit they poo, hit they poo. Dua, 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 ooh. Nazarak Ramech, Emhotep. Greetings and divine greatness, divine excellence to the first families. My Nagas, Shemserus, Nesubitis, Sibas, Sibats, Mudratats, the immortal ones of Mahat cherished, of the phenomenon of precession, New Age Order, Great Golden Age of Mahat Hapiasa, and all citizens, descendants of the Nile Valley Cultural Cosmic Collective Consciousness Spirituality. Many are the mysteries concerning the universe and the Ankh life that is found within it. This is also true regarding the theories, laws that govern them. Who am I? Where do I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? All the known and unknown forces of the universe are of one origin. Necessity becomes the order by which these forces reveal themselves. Existence demands that energy be spent. Existence is realized by the expansion of energy that must have a source. In the case of our universe, Ankh life is always associated to heat and movement. But the energy that drives the entire universe is of the direct result of the self-creation of Ra Nebeteshira, radiation, which produces the phenomena of attraction and repulsion, along with the anomalies of heat and movement. Pa Nata Apu Pa Ma'at, how sweet is the Ma'at, truth of the Pwat Nataruz. Ankh Was Dejet, life, power, stability. Ankh Uja Senev, life, prosperity, health. Uben Nefi Kea Panebuharu Ma'ati, rising always in divine excellence with Ma'at, every day, all day. The knowledge of the stars is evident in Epeteru Shabitem Tuaru Pama'at. And you, fortunate listeners here today, will soon come to the realization that this understanding was omitted in the development of calendars of other cultures. In this text, I have mentioned a few and will now elaborate on those other calendars and reintroduce to you the ancient African Kemetic Rosarian Solar Civil Lunar Calendar and its unique concept of star time. According to the New Book of Knowledge, a calendar is a system for keeping track of time. It is a kind of clock for the entire year. While a clock measures seconds, minutes, and hours of the day, a calendar measures the days, weeks, and months of the year. This is the accepted definition of a calendar. However, in ancient Ta-Meri, Ta-Nisha, Ta-Neferu, Ta-Neteru, Kemet, Naga, Egypt, the calendar is a seasonal time chart that was regulated and observed by understanding the precession of the stars. From a section entitled, How the Modern Western Calendar Measures Time, the basic units of a calendar are day, week, month, and year. Our modern day calendar has 365 days, divided into 12 months as well as 52 weeks with one extra day. Each week has 7 days. These divisions of time are based upon the movement of the earth, moon, and sun. Where are the mention of stars? Our most earliest ancient African indigenous primordial Naga, Shemseru, Nesubiti, Sivasibats, Mudratats, the immortal ones of Ma'at cherished ancestors, star dated everything. In the temple of Hetheru that was discovered by Napoleon's general de Saxe during the French intervention of African Egypt in 1798 AD, inside on a ceiling in an upper room, they found the zodiac of Dendra. Starting with the sign of the lion, Leo, during the spring equinox, this circular zodiac indicates a celestial alignment that occurred over 38,000 years ago, making it the oldest and most complete of any astronomical charts ever found on the Earth. This zodiac of 12 astrological signs, written in an African dialect, demonstrates that it was a gift of superior black minds and supersedes accepted concepts that suggest that the Chaldeans or Babylonians were the originators of astrology and astronomy, and or that Zodiac with its Latin names were the result of Roman efforts. Remember, Zodiac in Latin means zoo. That famous gap always presents itself. Well, let me reassure you today that 38,000 years ago, there was no Europe or Rome, and there were no Hebrews, nor Greeks, or Babylonians. The zodiac can be observed inside the squared center of the Rosarian solar calendar. The alignment also indicates a time when the star Septet, Sirius, rose cosmically with Ra, our sun, under the sign of the great year Pisces. This helical rising of two kindred stars occurs every 1,461 years and was in unison with the Apagamore days, or Renpet, the ancient Egyptian New Year's, and was known as the symbolic year, or year of years. Now, here was an ideal model of a 38,000-year-old calendar that was in perfect alignment with the stars, and it also was rejected. Why? Let us examine the information that is and was available. The ancient Egyptians conceived of a cycle that included day and night and duat and twat, and these periods were awarded a certain amount of time. In the modern calendar, this cycle is called a day, the amount of time it takes the sun to rise, set, and then rise again. Each day includes a period of sunlight and darkness that was determined by the rotation of the earth and the position of the sun. The ancient Egyptians, of course, they gave names to these days, and this practice is still continued. In early calendars, a month was the amount of time it took the moon to complete an orbit and undergo its cycles, recalling the very early calendars that were based upon the cycles of the moon, where each cycle of the moon takes 29 and a half days. Compiling a calendar of 10 months would result in a year that is only 354 days long. The Romans, they had 10 months in their early calendar, which ended in the month of Decet, 10, which had the shortest of years. If we add 13, we arrive at 383 and a half days. There is no correct solution if the moon is the principal inspiration. Today, it is known that it takes 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds for the earth to complete a revolution of the sun, which designates a year. This created a problem of what to do with the extra 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. How could the extra time be taken into account? The European answer was leap year. To make up the extra time, one day is added to the calendar every 4 years. Because of this, many uncertainties have occurred, causing other cultures to create or retain their own calendars. From the zodiac, such as the one found at Dendera, the ancient Egyptians formulated a 10-month solar calendar. This understanding is reflected within the Rosarian solar calendar, which introduces itself as a star chart that is derived from the most earliest ancient African indigenous primordial ancestors' concept of time and space. It would please me very much at this time that if everyone listening to this recording would consider this premeditation of a calendar. In the vernacular, outer space was the timeless void of darkness before the introduction of the light. Ra was the light, and as the light moved within the void, time was introduced. Our sun is a member of a trinity of suns that played major roles in the development of our quadrant of stars, planets, moons, and life forms. The word was given, and the three stars began to move apart from one another. Their names are Ra, Cyrus, and Alcyone. As this separation occurred, the surface of each was lessened by great masses of viscous matter that seemed to escape into space, only to be captured by the gravitational pull of its inceptor. These three stars highlight much of what it is that we see today as we gaze upward and outward. Our view is restricted only through the natural alignment of our Earth and our northern hemisphere. From these bodies of light comes the makings of our zodiac, our solar system, and all the visible constellations. With this natural order as the grid, the 10-month solar calendar was fashioned. Our solar system has 10 heavenly bodies, one sun and 9 planets. Thus, they factor together a calendar of 10 months, each consisting of 36 days, 4 weeks in a month, 9 days in a week. They developed a system of 60 seconds to a minute and 60 minutes to an hour. This was done by adding the 12 miles a second it takes the sun to travel around Alcyone. Multiplied 10 times gave them 120 miles of movement in 60 seconds, until realizing that at each cycle of 60, a new star alignment occurred. Thus, the civil year was born. It came to be understood the civil sighting of Cyrus occurred annually at the same time. The sighting of Cyrus provided the answers to the number of hours in one orbit of the Earth around the sun, which is 8,766 hours. Armed with this information, a calendar could be accurately devised, consisting of 10 months, 360 days, 4 weeks in a month, 9 days in a week, and 8,766 hours in a year. What made the solar calendar so unique was this concept of time allotment, such as allotting 12 hours to the day and 12 hours to the night, and 35 minutes that were split between the duat and the tuat, the latter being the periods between sunrise and sunset, respectively. This resulted in the sighting of familiar stars at a predictable and seasonal occurrence. Each day of the year was heralded by a star that gave identity to your significance. And in this way, they related the time and the stars. Every second was accounted for, and the natural order was observed. This produced the first of the ancient Egyptian calendars and was known as a solar calendar of 360, 24 hours, 35-minute days of the year, based on the sighting of stars. This is an understanding that went beyond the moon and allowed 100% accuracy. Now, some of you in the listening audience may ask the question, did our most earliest ancient African indigenous primordial ancestors equate the moon to their calendar? Yes. Strangely enough, in their own way, they did. Chihuti, the teacher of Asa, was known as the Netcher of the Moon. It was under his instigation that the Jehutian calendar, consisting of 365 days and a quarter day, comes into being. Because of the strong effect that the moon displays in other calendars, they are without a doubt derived from this system. The story continues in classic ancient Egyptian pageantry that weaves fact with fiction and theories that involve the movement of the stars. It was after the earth was saved from the insects and the planet was ready for humankind that Ra had forbid the allotment of more time so that mankind could be born on the earth. Only within the existing order of time would life forms be allowed. All the other forms were created and surviving. Only mankind need be added to complete the 7 forms of life that are found on the earth. Seb, the earth Netcher, petitioned Lord Jehuti, the moon Netcher, to plead with Ra, the sun Netcher, for an allotment of time, so that his mate, Nut, the sky Netert, could give birth to the earth Neterus. But Ra was unrelenting. It was known that the great company of Neterus would often gather and engage in games of chance. Ra was in need of someone to give names to all the forms of life which he had allowed to evolve. And in this way, his works would have meaning. You see, he was beginning to grow old from the billions and billions of years of existence. He found this task too tedious. A wager was arranged between Ra and Jehuti, with the winner indulging the other. Jehuti would name all the forms of life which he had allowed to evolve if he should lose. While should Ra lose, the 35 minutes that exist between the duat and the tuat would be forfeited. In a wager that is known only to the great company of gods and goddesses, Lord Jehuti was the victor. He claimed this prize. The 35 minutes of time that he gained control of, even an exact cycle of 10 months, 4 weeks, 9 days, totaling 360. The 35 minutes when multiplied by 360 totaled 5 1/4 days, added on to a year that still had 8,766 hours. The question now is, how could our most earliest ancient African indigenous primordial ancestors add 5 1/4 days and not have a leap year? This also clarifies the final usage of the moon in our calendar. If you recall that on the zodiac of Dendra, there are mention of the Apagamore days, or Renpet, the ancient Egyptian New Year's. These are the days that were gained by Lord Jehuti. The 5 1/4 days that were added on to the 360-day Earth orbit are the days that the Earth Netchers were born. In the Ipeteru Shabit Demtwa Heru Pama'at, the ancient African Rasarian Kemetic Solar Civil Lunar Calendar, and the Naturological Star Timeline, they are visible in the month of Ptah, with the moon going through its phases, signaling the sighting of the star Septet and the 5 1/4 days of observance. Until the stars align again, starting the new year, These 5 1/4 days are accounted for by fasting, prayer, festival, celebration, and observance. Every second of the orbit of the earth is accounted for in that singular revolution. There was no need of leap year. This is the understanding that was lost, stolen, and denied with the intervention of Julius Caesar and the Romans. It is obvious that the Romans dissected the Jehusian calendar, which is in use today, adding Latin names and interpretations and the concept of leap year. Remember, the word calendar originates from the Latin word calendae. De ipeteru shabitem toa heru pama'at, the ancient African Rosarian solar civil lunar calendar and the naturological star timeline, is all of these calendars in one, with three versions that encompasses the message that was depicted on the ceiling of the ancient Egyptian temple of Heru and Dendera. And in closing this short presentation of the Naga ship, I would like to recite the words of our great paternal father, Asa Unefa Kentiamenti, that within the whole of the universe, nothing is ever added and nothing is ever lost. Panata Pupama'at Onkwas Dejen Onku Ja Seneb Uben Nefike Panebu Heru Ma'ati.